So you're in a casino in Monaco.
Yeah, well,
Monte Carlo.
Went up to, this is the Casino Royale, the famous Casino Royale.
Yeah.
So we went up to the front area, and I told Shannon, you can't come in. You're too young. You must wait for me here. And I went in. I didn't have that many francs, and it didn't take them very long to take them away from me.
Sure.
But I did gamble inside the Casino Royale. Yeah. Came out, and Shannon was in custody. So, fortunately, the guy spoke English, and I said, what's the problem here? He said, well, the young lady tried to enter the casino. Okay. And we didn't believe she was old as she said she was. How old did she say she was? 35. So I claimed custody of her, and they let her go. And so we're walking down these huge steps. Well, not huge steps, but about 100 of them leading down to the drive down below where my car was.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, why did you tell them 35? And she said, well, I didn't think they'd really believe me if I said 21. Your daughter's impeccable logic.
Yes.
Your sister's.
My sister's impeccable logic.
Impeccable,
yes.
Logic. All right, so then we went on to Italy. We went to Pisa and the Leaning Tower. We climbed the Leaning Tower.
Mm-hmm.
Got some good pictures there. And Genoa and down the middle of the spine. There's a road that runs straight down the middle of Italy. So it's a highway. It's a toll road. But, oh, and this was the funny part. When I changed some dollars into lira, God, for a few dollars, I got this huge stack of lira. Man, I'm rich. But they were not worth very much. And they went pretty quickly because they really weren't very much.
Mm.
Anyway, so we headed south toward Rome, swung by Florence, and then there was this little town up on a hill that was had a wall around it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the name. So we just kind of drove up there and looked around. And then we didn't actually go into the city much. Just wanted to see what it was. And it was a walled city from medieval times. So then we came back down to the highway and headed south toward Rome. Got into Rome and checked in Hotel Presidente. And I think we were there 4 days, I think. And we just explored. We went to Pompeii.
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't go to Pompeii, damn it. We climbed Vesuvius.
Right.
And we asked one of the guides, well, what's involved in going to Pompeii? And he looked at his watch and said, well, they're closed. 5 o'clock in the afternoon? Closed. Well, the man says they're closed. I'm not going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
He meant that the stores were closed. Pompeii itself was open.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get there until 05 when Mary Lynn and I visited Pompeii.
Right.
Okay, so now it's been about 4 days, and I'm starting to run out of leave time. Had 30 days leave time. So I went to the airbase in Rome, and I said, what can I get out of here that will take me back toward the States? And they said, well, we can send you, was it to Madrid? Yeah, I guess so. And you can make a connection there to Dover, because their flights didn't go to Dover. So we flew. By the way, these flights cost me all of $10 each.
Right.
Yeah, you knew that. So now we're back in Madrid, and so that we could get out in time. And everything was fine except I caught, what would you call it, the turkey trot?
Yeah.
Oh, when, that's not true. That was the earlier one. That was when we go into turkey. But the turkey trot. I was 4, 5, 6 times a day had to use the pot. That was awful. But there was a Spanish doctor who treated me and gave me, I don't know what he gave me. Ultimately, it cleared up. Ultimately. So then we caught the flight home to Dover. And shortly after that, she caught the flight out of Baltimore and left me there all by my lonesome.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm back at Edgewood and things are pretty normal.
Maybe this is a good time to pause.
Yes.
All right.
Okay.